This episode of Enterprise Radio is brought to you by the Before It Happened podcast series. From transportation and AI to just anything you can put in your home, office, or pocket, you'll hear from the innovators themselves as they tell their stories of how they brought those visions to life. To listen in or to subscribe, simply visit beforeithappened.com.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Today, we're speaking with Mr. Richard Duvall, an innovation thought leader, consulting CTO, and founder of HyperSolve. Mr. Duvall, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Hey, it is great to be here.
Hey, you bet it is, and thanks for your time and for joining us here today. So we hear so much about innovation and its importance. How would you define innovation?
Well, I think it's important to understand there's a difference between how we see innovation working out in the world and the process of doing innovation. But out in the world, I would define innovation as a type of creative destruction. In other words, we know it's innovation when it overturns the existing order of things, be that disrupting a market or changing how people think on a big scale.
And I'd say your response is most helpful and appreciated there. Now, what would you say separates organizations that successfully innovate from those that do not?
Well, to successfully innovate, you need to be able to do two things very well. And one is you need to be able to design. And by that, I mean really envision a genuinely new solution to a problem. And then you've got to be able to follow through and execute. So if you want to be successful as an organization in innovation, it's really this combination of design plus execution that's the defining feature. And most large organizations are just no good at this, not because they don't have good designers and not because they don't have people who can execute, but because at some level, as I said, innovation is about disruption. And in large organizations, there's a lot invested in the status quo, both externally in terms of markets, in terms of customers and channels, but also internally in terms of, let's say, a product roadmap and people's areas of responsibility. So it's very difficult inside large organizations to really embrace the idea that you might have to throw something away, maybe that roadmap, maybe entire divisions inside the company. But there are examples of large organizations that do this. Microsoft has actually pivoted many times over the years successfully, for example. Apple is famously innovative in terms of going to new product areas. And then smaller organizations tend to be more nimble. And of course, startups who have nothing to lose tend to be the most innovative at all because they don't have any kind of incumbency to disrupt.
Yeah, certainly do appreciate your feedback there, and that is certainly some bonus information right there. Now, you've written about the dangers of deepfakes. Can you please elaborate on that topic?
Sure. Well, let's start with what a deepfake is. And, you know, for many years, we've gone to Hollywood movies and we've seen really convincing visions of alternate worlds and things that might have happened in the future or in the past. But there was a big Hollywood production company creating those illusions. What we call deepfakes are these AI-powered tools that let almost anyone make a really convincing fake version of reality. Often that's around the likeness of a person. Sometimes it's around their voice. And although these are really fun tools in many ways, we can create new versions of movies that never existed. Maybe you want to see Sylvester Stallone as the Terminator. Well, that's kind of fun. The big danger is just that these tools have gotten really good, and it's no longer clear what's fake and what isn't. And of course, this can be used for all sorts of kind of deliberately nefarious purposes. For example, imagine a fake video of a politician doing something that they shouldn't. But there's an even bigger and more subtle risk, which is that it's kind of an attack on our notion of what's actually happened in the world. And you may think that you're not using deepfakes, but already the photos you're taking with your smartphone are tweaking little things, making us look a little bit better. And over time, we're likely to start to believe that these kind of improved versions of reality are actually the real ones. And so in some ways, I feel like deepfakes are kind of an attack on this very notion of documentary reality, including our own memories, because over time, we're going to believe what we see in our photos and you know, remember less well what's actually happened in reality.
You made some great points right there and some food for thought as we continue on. Now, this episode of Enterprise Radio is being brought to you by our partners at the Before It Happened podcast series. Before any world-changing innovation, there was a moment, an event, a realization that sparked the idea. The Before It Happened podcast series is a show about that idea. Each week, host Donna Laughlin takes a deep dive into a singular light bulb moment that inspired the visionaries to push forward and change our lives. To listen in or to subscribe, visit beforeithappened.com. Again, that is beforeithappened.com. Today, we're visiting with Mr. Richard Duvall, an innovation thought leader, consulting CTO, and founder of Hypersolve. He's joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, continuing on, Mr. Duvall, cryptocurrency has made a resurgence over the last few years. How would you compare the rise of cryptocurrency to that of the dot-com era?
Well, I think that cryptocurrency by itself is exciting, but it's actually not the real story. So going back to all the way back to 2009, some of the very first papers about what would become Bitcoin, that was really interesting. And there was a fundamental problem that got solved, which is, in some sense, how could we all build a consensus view of something like, let's say, the transfer of money from one person to another when that's just a digital token? But what's really exciting is that the underlying technology behind cryptocurrency, which is blockchain and related technologies, has a tremendous potential, not just for money, but for many other things as well. So in my view, this underlying technology, this distributed ledger technology that lets a lot of different people all around the world come to this robust consensus view of things, is actually going to empower disruptions, innovative disruptions on the scale of the dot-com era, of the web, and maybe even of the internet itself.
Now, another question for you. You've worked on problems to build a better world, such as climate change and closing the digital divide. What's a current problem you're working on to continue to build a better world?
Well, you know, I continue to believe that both of the problems you just described are actually really important. It turns out there's almost nothing more valuable in the world today than modern digital communications. It's what brings the whole world together, and it's actually so important that the UN has declared that access to these communications is a human right. Climate change has never been a more important topic than it is today. I don't think I need to belabor the point with your listeners, because we can just see the evidence all around us. The recent tremendous, floods in New York City, heat waves in Seattle, the what's been going on in Europe with floods, the fires across the American West. And really, that's an area that I continue to work on, is research and potential interventions in climate change. But I think an even bigger issue that wraps around all of this is what I'll call the problem of making good decisions collectively. So this is sort of collective decision making, which is a really hard thing to do. And, you know, we've seen some challenges in that with our democracies around the world. And so part of what makes me so excited around blockchain, this underlying technology around cryptocurrency that I've described, is that it's not just for money, among other things, it's actually for something we call governance, which is to say how a large group of people, maybe who've never met each other, can come to good decisions around complex topics and do so really transparently. So I'm continuing to work on climate change, and I'm also very interested in how we build better systems of governance and how we can incentivize the right behaviors to make a better world.
Well, I'd say it's pretty awesome what you're trying to accomplish there, and continued success in your endeavors, and really appreciate your joining us to discuss innovation as well. Where can listeners get more information on HyperSolve and on yourself? Where's the best place online to do so?
Well, I think there are two good ways to do that. You can find me on Twitter at rdevaul. That's R-D-E-V-A-U-L. And I post there somewhat regularly. You can also find me on Medium, the online blogging platform. I am Richard DeVaul on Medium, and you can find me similarly on LinkedIn. And I regularly post on LinkedIn essays that range from innovation process to the social implications of technology like deepfakes. And I post longer form essays on Medium. So I really look forward to your listeners following up with me there. And of course, you can always find me on Twitter.
Sounds like a plan. And before you go, in conclusion, any closing thoughts, a final word, or anything else you'd like to share as we do conclude today?
Sure. Well, you know, we've talked about innovation process. We've talked about things like deepfakes and cryptocurrency. And I think, you know, one of the things that ties all of this together is that it's not just about, you know, oh, I don't know, cool technology or some process for innovating or making something new. It's really kind of about the implications of all of this. And, you know, I think that for a long time, I was much more focused on what the potential positive impacts of technologies were and doing cool stuff. And now I'm really as focused as much on how we can be thoughtful about bringing new things into this world, things that are really going to make people's lives better, and doing so in a way that is not just simply blind enthusiasm, but also being thoughtful about what the potential downsides are as well. So let's innovate, but not innovate recklessly.
And I'd say that's a great place to conclude today. Mr. DeVaul, all the best. Thanks again for what you do and for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Well, thank you so much. This has been great, and I look forward to hearing from your listeners.
And thank you so much. We've been speaking with Mr. Richard DeVaul, an innovation thought leader, consulting CTO, and founder of HyperSolve. And for more information, simply visit richarddeVaul.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune in to our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.
This episode of Enterprise Radio was brought to you by our partners at the Before It Happened podcast series. Nearly 20 years ago, Donna Laughlin launched a public relations firm with the sole purpose of helping visionaries tell their story to the world. Now, two decades later, she's sharing those stories and more with you. To listen in or to subscribe, simply visit beforeithappened.com. Again, that is beforeithappened.com.